Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. The Cambridge Film Festival is underway today and runs for the next 7 days or so. Dr. Loretta Gandolfi is senior programmer. I'm pleased to say she joins us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. So, opening night tonight, what can we see?
Well, we are going to see Rocks, which is a fantastic UK film that Tony Jones has chosen so to open the festival in a marvellous way, as he always does. And the film, I have to say, I have seen when I was at the San Sebastian Film Festival a few weeks ago, and the day after, everybody was saying that it was one of the best films of the year at the festival. So I just hope that many people will join us on that this evening.
It's Tony's last one, isn't it, I think? As,
so he says, yes. Film
Festival. You think he might change his mind?
That's my hope.
he's been associated with the Film Festival for, I think, most of its years, off and on, hasn't he?
Indeed.
Yeah. So how did you get involved?
Well, I began writing for the Festival Daily something like over 10 years ago, and then I became more involved after writing with Q&As, interviews with filmmakers, and then eventually there was room for, new ideas, and Tony Jones embraced the fact that I wanted to contribute, and that's how it started. And I feel extremely lucky to be part of his team.
Is it a large team?
I think that when it comes to the programmers, we are probably 10, and then it can vary. Of course, we can always have some guest programmers each year.
Pull somebody in if you want
a particular
theme or something to have a specialist to make sure that the right films come along.
Indeed, yes.
What makes the right film for Cambridge? You know, you mentioned you went to San Sebastian, but I guess it follows simply because of the makeup of the people who live in the city or town in the first place, or those who travel in to see. I'm guessing that can potentially change from place to place and the makeup of the festival. So what are the characteristics, if you like, of a film that would play well at the Cambridge Film Festival?
Well, from my perspective, as a person who has moved out of Italy and has come and study in Cambridge and then lives here, has been living here for a very long time, the idea is that in Cambridge, you feel like you basically live together with the rest of the world. You don't need, if you cannot travel to the rest of the world, don't worry, because it's the world that comes and visit you in Cambridge. And I think that because of this, we know that we have variety of audiences. We have two universities, we have students, we have scholars, and then of course we have the general audience as well. And I think that in this amazing melting pot of cultures, then we pick films that make the people who live here continue encountering the other cultures that they already know or those that they don't know. So for this reason, then we keep having a focus on African films, and then every 1 or 2 years we add a focus like the one that we have this year on Greek and Cypriot films, but then we also have a focus on Latin America. So you see that together with the fantastic array of films that we can get from Europe, from the UK, and from all the Anglophone speaking countries, we insist on bringing to us all the other cultures that
You've got competition for the Greek market, I notice, on Sunday. There's a play at the Arts Theatre which is going to be performed in Greek.
Okay, fantastic.
So, you don't like Greek culture, can I suggest you go away for the weekend? Is the film festival, is it for the film buff? Well, I'm sure it is for the film buff, but it is also, I get the impression, it's also accessible as well to other people. But for example, I know that it's not just the Arts Theatre, Arts Picture House, I should say, Theatre on the Brain now, but also The Light, for example, are also taking part with screenings this year.
Well, I think it's a great initiative that they have been joining us, so that there where some people cannot take the time to come into the city centre, then again, it's us going to them, and then so different parts of the communities in Cambridge feel involved with this spectacle of films that we bring to them.
And I notice that you're talking Greek films, but of course my eyes are interested in the prospect of The Wizard of Oz, Scooby-Doo,
yeah, fantastic,
and Mary
yes.
Poppins as well. What's not to like? Well, unless it's, of course, it's got Scrappy-Doo in there, that might take a different view.
That's, I think, a great part of the festival, because I think that Kate Jones, who is in charge of the Family Film Festival, has the major responsibility of creating enthusiasm amongst the group of people who will be the new generation of people who come and see the film festivals or want to go to the cinema. So when I was speaking to her, she explained that she always first checks what's new in the popular culture, and of course we have Scooby-Doo and Angry Birds too, but then also she...
I do not believe that Scooby-Doo is new in popular culture, because it's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, but I guess it's the new,
okay,
the new way in which, and of course for a young audience. Then she also checks out what's new in European cinema as well, and so she said that she's going to bring films from the Netherlands, from Croatia and France, which I think is a great initiative, again to expose the young kids who come to different cultures.
It's interesting, because I remember when I was growing up, yes, okay, the BBC would show Scooby-Doo, but they would also bring in films from a number of European countries as well. I think they're Peggy Miller, who was the head of children's TV through part of the 1970s. There was, shows which people will remember, like White Horses, which was Hungarian and dubbed into English.
Yeah.
But there were also stories from Africa, which maybe had a narrator, and from, I mentioned the Hungarian connection of White Horses, other Eastern European stories. And children's television doesn't do that anymore.
No,
it doesn't seem
right,
to.
Yes.
So it does seem to be that the cinema is taking advantage of that.
Festivals, I guess, that are just do offer a better scope for the continuation of that kind of tradition.
Which is bizarre, really, bearing in mind, this was like a couple of hours a day on the BBC, and now there's goodness knows how many 24-hour children's channels, and they still can't manage to bring this stuff in. The most exotic you get is something from Australia, perhaps. your choice of films yourself, what are the ones which you personally are going to be wanting to see?
Maybe
you've seen them already, and they're bringing the opportunity to a wider audience.
I very much look forward to sharing a documentary from Italy called Secretaries. And this film is a collection of memories from six women who have been working with people like Visconti, Fellini, and the great masters of Italian films. And it's a beautiful perspective, as it's of course from the not from the masters or film buffs and so on, but these are the women who had to stand behind the scenes, but then basically make things happen. And what they tell us are incredible anecdotes that we wouldn't know unless they spoke to the filmmakers. They have access to archival material that has never been made available. So I know that we have an incredible buzz amongst film historians, film scholars, who are all very eager to come and see how these six women with a great sense of irony and have to say about those great minds.
And a very different perspective, I would have thought, than the normal documentary of this type, which just basically interview all their mates.
That's right. And what also makes me smile every time that I think about this film is that all these women are so happy. It does show that they did have a great experience, but also what makes me laugh, in fact, is that they share all these memories of these great men who are all dead, but the six women are still here. So it's really fun.
When's that one on?
It's going to be on the 22nd and the 23rd, and we are very lucky that the two filmmakers have the time to stay with us. So we are going to have two Q&As with them. So
because that's part of the festival, isn't it? You get to see the movie, then you can meet one of the participants, a director, a producer,
a writer. It's so special when the audience can speak to the filmmakers or the actors, and we can get much more out of the film, yeah.
I suspect that one might be your favourite, but what would you say is your absolute favourite must-see film from the whole of the film festival this year?
Look, you putting me in a difficult
I know,
position.
It's the pick your favourite child question, I am aware.
Because there are, I have to say that I love every single film that I bring to the festival.
How many films are there?
150 films coming from maybe 30 or more countries.
Amazing.
So
I've just been looking through the on the website all the films that you've got on, and just keep putting circles around them, going, "Yep, I want to see that one. I want to see that one." Are they all ticketed? I mean, obviously they're ticketed, but at the standard ticket price at the.
Well, I think that this year they have introduced passes as well as the standard tickets pricing. Yes, and I think that we also have a new section indeed on environmental art documentaries, and I think that they are probably free entry. I need to double check, but but yes, I guess that in most of the cases it's standard ticket price.
Excellent.
But when it comes to the film that I probably want to see again and that I would like everybody to see and hear, rather than being international in a standard way, I'm very British. I think that Sorry We Missed You by Ken Loach is an incredible film. We need a million of filmmakers who are humanists like his.
Okay, well, that's good. We'll circle that. That one is on when?
It's the closing film of the festival, yes.
That maps it all up. Well, thank you very much for coming in to chat to us about the Cambridge Film Festival. Hopefully you get to see many of them yourself.
Indeed, yes, I will. Thank you.
Dr. Loretta Gandolfi, Senior Programmer for the Cambridge Film Festival, which begins today.
Cambridge 105 Radio.